paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Oh, the South. Fight every battle, everywhere. Always. In your mind.
Fans of Game of Thrones, you're very excited. Season 7 will premiere tonight on the HBO.
The HBO?
For the four of us who have never seen any episodes.
You've never even seen one?
Nope.
Not even 5 minutes?
Nope.
I mean, you not even nothing to pique your interest, right? Not even to say, let me just check it out as a entertainment bon vivant and critic?
I don't have to review it. I don't have to.
So it doesn't exist.
It's not on my professional radar.
Wow. I just,
so, you know, when you see 3 to 5 movies a week, I don't really watch any of the shows that everybody's watching.
Which is so interesting. I find that so interesting because you obviously grew up with television. I mean, you know, Bozo, Gar, whatever those, you know, that, well, show you have. I mean,
when the dragons on Game of Thrones start playing grand prize game,
you want to see the dirty dragon. That's what you want to see.
I'm not into that genre.
Yeah, it's just
at all.
Well, you know what the thing is. So as Dean said, the Game of Thrones season 7 premieres tonight. There's only 2 seasons left. There's only 13 episodes left. Usually there have been 10 episodes a season. But they are going to only have 13 in the next 2 years instead of 20. But at the same time, from what all indications, they are spending just as much money. So they spend about $2 to $3 million on each episode. And that's what's made Game of Thrones so kind of milestone-ish, in that it really has been a game changer for television in terms of, you know, what TV can do and what TV can aspire to, in that it is putting on almost theatrical presentations on a weekly basis on television, which TV never really did before.
Yeah, well, that's the name of the game now on television. Take a look at the Emmy nominations that came out this week. The vast majority of the nominations are shows that are either on cable and even more now on online platforms like Netflix or Amazon Prime or, you know, it's not on, you know, conventional television in any way anymore.
And those of us who don't watch any of those streaming services, so I'm really kind of out of the loop on a lot of these shows. I just don't have access to them. You know,
you have a computer.
Yeah, I just.
Well, then you have access.
I'm just cheap.
You're just not interested.
I'm just really cheap. Well, look, if I, to your point, if I had to go on everyone, I'd have to have Amazon,
right.
Netflix,
yep.
Hulu,
yep.
And at least another one, right?
Right.
So, I mean,
those are the major ones.
And then I've got cable already, which I'm paying for.
I don't know how.
So how do I pay for
some people have time to watch all of the things, all of the hot shows that are, are the most talked about shows that are out right now. I just don't know how, even if you had interest, which honestly I don't, I just don't know how anybody would have that much time.
No, there's a lot of stuff.
And there is a certain amount of cost. I don't think it's too terribly expensive.
No, but $15 here, $50, they all add up.
Well, it would equal like one Elton John concert.
Well, that's how you're putting them all into.
So you only go to 19 concerts this year instead of 20.
But then you do get to watch.
We all make our choices.
Stranger Things. Is that the name of that show?
We all get. You're right. Yeah. I mean, people love that. I haven't seen one.
I've never seen one episode of that either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel out of the loop.
I think I have an excuse, personally, just because for my job, I have to watch so many movies. That in my spare time, I don't really want to watch any more movies.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
In my spare time.
Because then you also go to the plays and other things,
too.
There
are a lot of other things that, for my job to review, I have to go. I mean, I enjoy doing it, but in my spare time, I would just rather not.
Well, you know, the thing about Game of Thrones is I came to the table. I watch it. I've watched every season now. There are so many subplots. There are so many characters. sometimes I don't remember the characters' names, or I don't even know what was going on here. So I'm not one of these obsessives about it. But I was slow to the game in that I did not watch it at the beginning. I'm not into fantasy kind of stuff and all that. So to your point, I sort of blew it off too initially. But then I was when the season one ended, I was reading about A, how great the show was by so many people, and B, they said they couldn't believe in the first season they killed one of the best and lead characters. They killed him off in the first season. And I was like, wow, if a show does that, that's like killing Tony Soprano.
Right.
And I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I need to watch this. These guys seem to be doing something that's really cool. They're not worried about ratings or whatever. They're going to the story. And that is a key to the entire story, as we've seen. So they sacrificed a popular major character for the sake of the integrity of the bigger picture. So
right.
That's why I started to binge on it.
So that would be like if the Dick Van Dyke Show killed Maury Amsterdam.
Right off the bat.
Right off.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you know, him and Sally, they're out in the Catskills, and there's a fire
right
at one of the Catskill
hotels.
They're
doing a show. Because right. They like to, they'll yeah. Like in a second, they'll break into a show.
I'm Gilbert. I'm Sullivan. I'm Gilbert.
Right.
I'm Sullivan.
And suddenly they're gone.
Yeah.
And you got Mel Cooley and Dick Van Dyke, and then what do you do?
And then all of a sudden, yeah, you're going to bring in a Jerry Van Dyke and a Ken Berry?
Now you're putting it in terms that I understand.
There you go. See, you like Dick Van Dyke. You watch that. I don't understand. What, did you stop watching TV like at, what, 1984?
No, I watch other, shows that I'm interested in. I'm not interested in this one. That's
well,
like,
well,
so what do we need to know?
Well, what we need to know here is...
You know, you're going to talk about, you know, like the characters and things like that, and you may as well be speaking Russian. You may as well be Donald Trump Jr. right now speaking Russian to me.
It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. No, what's great about this show, though, is... They have been able to weave in a collection of, and I won't even get into the characters, but there are so many interesting side stories that seem very divergent, and yet somehow they all circle back. And it is a lot of political intrigue, so there is a little bit of everything. If you like big battles, if you like those kind of big war movies, you've got your battles. If you like, you know, a love story, there are love stories. If you like political intrigue and drama and kind of two-sided characters and dark humor, it's all there. I mean, just because it takes place in Middle Earth somewhere or in a galaxy far, far away, but I think that's the magic of the show, and what really makes it compelling every week is that there are great characters, there are compelling stories that are not fanciful. They're very basic stories that we can all relate to.
So if I tune in tonight, if I watch tonight, will I understand anything?
You will probably understand that there is a big grab for power right now. The whole goal is the Game of Thrones is the Iron Throne.
Right.
And there are several areas and several lands and regions and several people and dynasty kind of families that all want to rule the area.
They want the throne.
And they want the Iron Throne. And that's basically what this is all about. All right. In the meantime, we've got some really – I mean, you know, you've got incest. You've got dragons. You've got Khaleesi's. You've got ice zombies. It's visually. I mean, you're one that you see movies. I know based on your A-list kind of things that you talk about. You really like special effects and big scope kind of movies and action kind of things. And it's got all that. So I think you would like it. I really do. If you found the time. But this is a big deal to a lot of
people. I just feel like
I'm
never. Oh, I know that. I know it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, it's just not my cup of tea. That's all.
Well, like I said, I think you should give it a shot because this is a landmark. This is a landmark show, as I said before, about what
is it life changing?
Well, I mean, I don't dress up like Jon Snow or anything.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's a major thing for Jim. It's the first time that Jim has not dressed up for something.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have dressed up as Lucy in the past, you know, and other shows that I have that I would consider milestone shows.
All right,
shows.
So you mentioned Khaleesi before.
Yes.
I don't even know what
that means. Okay, now you know because as a movie critic, you know Emilia Clarke, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She's very, very lovely.
She's the Khaleesi.
Very. I don't know what that means.
She's the mother of dragons.
Is that her name, Khaleesi?
That's like a term.
That's a position.
Yeah, it's like a term.
If she was filling out a form under job description, occupation.
Khaleesi. She's a Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
Yeah, and she's like, that's prime minister, or that would be, you know, like a title.
Okay.
But she is the mother of dragons.
Okay.
So she's got three dragons in her back pocket that she can, you know, unleash on any army. So she's looking for that. Then you've got this incestual Lady Macbeth character who is trying to take... That's the one thing about Game of Thrones, too. A lot of times at the beginning of the show, there was a lot of gratuitous sex and nudity, and that was kind of controversial. But at the same time, you can argue that women are being objectified. But at the same time, this show is very pro-women in that most of the main women are very powerful and are in positions to take over the area. So it isn't a very sexist kind of misogynistic show at all, even though every so often, you know, there's just, you know, a breast and a butt that don't really need to be there, but they are.
Well, we have that on this show, too, sometimes. So.
Especially during the breaks.
So, all right, so what do we need to know to watch
tonight? You need to know right now is... happening now is it's all... The reason why there's so much excitement is we got 13 episodes, and everything has been leading up to who is going to wind up being... The main who is going to take that Iron Throne and rule? And right now you've got everybody converging, all these different all the main players who have been trying to find a way to gain control of this.
Trying to find a way to get the Iron Throne.
Yes, right now it's culminating. There's going to be a big war. So everybody's now in their corners, and the bell's about to ring. In the next 13 episodes, we're going to find out who ultimately becomes the Iron Throne.
The Khaleesi.
The Khaleesi. Well, that's her term. They won't be the Khaleesi. She's a Khaleesi.
She's...
Oh, just put on Dick Van Dyke, would you? Where's Schwanee with his far-flung...
I'll tell you what. Yesterday I'm just channel surfing around, and Godfather 2 was...
Oh, I saw it. I was watching it. It was great.
I stopped and watched Godfather 2 yesterday.
And Godfather 1 was on this morning. Started at 4 a.m.
You put a Michael Corleone against your Khaleesi.
Oh, there's...
There's no comparison.
Oh, I agree with you. Here's a fun game that my wife and
I play. I'm sure Game of Thrones is fine. Right. Here's a classic piece of filmmaking.
I'll tell you. What I'm loving about it is AMC, which is where you watched it yesterday. You know, before, The Godfather being on TV was few and far between. It was always a big event. But in the last, I would say, 10 years, AMC has gotten the rights to it, and they play it constantly. They'll throw it on just to kill 4 hours of time. And so what's great about it is I think the ability for more people to watch The Godfather, if they've never seen it, is there. And for those of us who love it, it never gets tiring.
It's amazing.
It's such a great...
I'm sure I've seen it 50 times easily. And I sat and watched it yesterday. It's such a good movie.
It's so good. And have you ever seen the saga where, you know, at one point what he did, Coppola did, was, you know, how Godfather 2 has all the flashbacks of a younger Vito Corleone, and then flashbacks flashes forward to Michael. But he chopped it up and made it linear. So it starts with the young Vito Corleone and all the Robert De Niro, then goes through.
Right.
And that's a great way to watch it, too.
I did watch that many years ago.
That's fun.
It's good stuff.
Tonight, Game of Thrones, 8 p.m., 13 episodes left. Watch the Khaleesi.
Unless Michael Corleone gets there first. We're going to update news. We're going right to the news, right? We're going right to the news? Yeah, we're going to write to the news on Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNradio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, say, play WGN Radio. You can stick around if you want to.
I would love to.
I told you have to leave at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you know.
But that was only when I thought that maybe it wasn't going to go very well.
Oh, Dean.
Yeah, I always leave myself a little trap door
like that. Two Richards.
But Jim will be back.
I would love to.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. I guess I passed the audition.
Yeah, so consider yourself warned, ladies and gentlemen.